Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Ooh, welcome to your Humpy Doopy Day. It's your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Hello. It's the 16th of September, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes or so. Yesterday was kind of short. We'll see how today's goes. Doctor Who fans, you're gonna love this. The BBC has launched a new Doctor Who game maker tool, and is letting all the fans of the popular show create and share their own games featuring the time-traveling Doctor. Now, the new game has launched today, and it comes actually almost a year after the BBC introduced another Doctor Who-themed game that was to help teach kids coding. Unfortunately, that one was restricted only to the UK. But this one, however, will be open to all international users. In the new Doctor Who Game Maker, you can either create an entire new game from scratch, or you can actually build one from a set of pre-made templates that will be familiar to Doctor Who fans. Another thing cool about this, next week the BBC says it will open up an arcade area where users can actually post their handiwork and let anyone from around the world play the games they have created. And all the games will be playable on mobile devices too. Sweet. I know, it kind of sounds like it's for kids, right? But hey, I'm a big kid. Let's get the week in here. I'm ready to get coding. Get ready for VoLTE in the UK thanks to 3. Yes, it looks like that 800 megahertz spectrum that 3 bought, yeah, it's going to be worth it now. Because 3 is going to be first to offer the UK 4G voice services. And it's going live, oh yes, you guessed it, today. Now with that low 800 megahertz frequency, it gives much better coverage than existing services through other frequencies. 3 is also claiming its customers will be able to make calls, send text, and get online in places that previously had poor or even no signal at all. 3 is calling the new service Super Voice. Now 3's VoLTE service will be rolling out in London and Birmingham, with the deployment already underway in Manchester, Liverpool, and Bristol. Of course, don't forget though, just because it's VoLTE doesn't mean your phone's already compatible. No, of course not. The technology, however, already works on the Galaxy 6 Plus and, of course, the new iPhones. So if you got either one of those phones, whoo, you are good to go. Well, it looks like Google's self-driving project is getting a little big for its britches. So big, in fact, it needs its own CEO now. Ooh. So they've decided to hire an industry veteran. John Krafcik is the name. He actually previously worked at Ford and ran Hyundai's U.S. car business for 5 years. Of course, Google's saying that while the self-driving car project now has its own CEO, it's not yet to become its own company away from Google's xLab. No, no, no. Quoting the spokesperson, it's not becoming an Alphabet company at this stage, but it's certainly a good candidate to become one in the very near future. So you over in Europe today thinking, yeah, I'm going to hop online and get on Sony and grab some crap. Well, I'm sorry, if you're planning on doing that, you're not going to actually get your stuff coming from Europe anymore. Sony's decided to close down its online store for Europe. It will now redirect customers to retail partners in various regions when they choose to purchase a Sony product. Of course, this isn't the first store to close down. Sony actually ceased selling products directly to customers in the U.S. just last month. Now, basically, the Sony online store serves as pretty much, yes, a catalog. Should you want to buy one of their products, you will be redirected to local retailers. Oh, yes, online shopping with Sony. Only Sony could actually say, yes, have a look at our products and then get your butt in your car and then go grab one at your local store. And finally, here's a product that we're probably all ready to purchase. Scientists have actually created a system that absorbs, get this, 99.7% of all sound. Yes, it's like the black hole of sound. Yes, the developers at the Hong Kong University of Science have found a way to do this. Now, there are many systems that use sonic insulators to deaden sound, materials which actually absorb sound, particularly over a small range of frequencies. But by combining these different insulators into a composite, they have found out it's possible to absorb a large range of sounds. It's just, everything just gets sucked up. Now, combining this new technique, they're using a pair of resonators, built as a single layer and designed to naturally vibrate at the frequency of wherever they're attached to. Hey, I know what you're thinking right now. I don't give a crap how this thing works. All I want to do is just put this crap all on the outside of my house so I don't have to hear my annoying neighbors anymore. Sign me up, please. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. British Tech Network website, check it out for all the great podcasts over there at britishtechnetwork.com. Know what's happening around at BTN by following British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too, if you wish, at Kyle Swagger on Twitter. We'll be back tomorrow with your very own, of course, Thursday late edition of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your hump day. Woohoo! And thank you, as always, for listening.